This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Lower-income Coloradans could be getting $200 million of tax benefits under a bill that's moving through the state capitol. The legislation would expand the state's earned income tax credit, potentially providing hundreds or even thousands of dollars to more than 400,000 residents. To pay for it, the move would reduce Tabor refunds by about $50 per taxpayer. The bill's being moved by Democrats during a special legislative session and will likely pass in the coming days. Accidental deaths from carbon monoxide have reached a 40-year high. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The spike is linked to generators and home heating equipment. Carbon monoxide can seep out of gas furnaces, generators, hot water heaters, and other equipment. Chris Burnett with the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control advises
homes, businesses, and schools in particular have the carbon monoxide detection in place so that we prevent people from getting ill in the first place.
Accidental carbon monoxide poisoning can be particularly severe in colder weather and in cold climate states like Colorado. Good advice is to also clear building vents if they get blocked by debris and snow. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And the Denver Broncos have another primetime game tonight as they look for their fourth straight win. They host the Minnesota Vikings, winners of five straight. Kickoff is at 6:20 on NBC. And we could see a little rain at the Broncos game tonight. This is CPR News and KRCC.